Today is Monday, April 4th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we're going to start out today with a voicemail that came in over the brand new voicemail line, everyone. Same phone number, but it's got some exciting features that I am looking forward to using in the background. You can send me a fax. Actually, I don't know if faxing works yet, and I probably will never use a fax, but it will accept faxes, it will accept text messages, all of this stuff it will accept. But anyway, most of it's in the background, but maybe we'll play around with a little bit and see what else we can do with this phone number. But first voicemail to the new voicemail service. Let's see if I can play.
Hey, Ed and Chuck. So,
hey, Chuck.
Talk a little more about that passport card.
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned to you before, that's for land border crossings. And maybe I should have expanded on it, so I'm going to do that now. Where it can be beneficial is if you live near one of the border towns, you know, border crossings. So a few years back when I was crossing the Canadian border like 3 times a week for work, you just stick that in your wallet next to your driver's license and you're good to go. And so it's a convenience thing. And it can be the same thing for people in Texas or California, whatever, for crossing the Mexican border. So if you're crossing the border frequently or daily, it's a great convenience to use that passport card. If you don't live near one of the border crossings and you are only flying in or out of Canada or Mexico, then the card really doesn't have any value to you. But if you live next to these border crossings and you cross all the time, it's great. Anyway, hope that helps. Talk to you later.
Well, thanks for the call. So basically it's not valuable to me at all. But that's okay. That's okay. Maybe one day I will move near a border town or move to a border town and I will need to use it. I don't know, but I've got one, and so we'll see if it ever comes in useful. But it's funny to me. Why could we not have a card instead of a book? Just in the entire world, why could we not have a card? We're all electronic now, right? So everything is in a little magnetic strip or a barcode or a NFC chip or a QR code or something like that. I don't understand why they can't just have a card. And maybe we will someday. But why globally we couldn't just have a global passport card or whatever. Just a card. Even something we could put on our phone, really. I don't know. They could back it up with some big blockchain technology. I don't know. I just feel like the book thing is a little bit inconvenient because it's large. It doesn't fit in your wallet. It's just this documentation that you have to carry around. And I don't know. I mean, I'm probably wrong. But that is my thought. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And I did get an email and I'm looking to see if, so I got an email. It was from Brian. And he says, Adam, first off, a big thanks for the way you read my email a couple of weeks ago. I really wasn't expecting it to become an, quote, on-air thing. And you read it perfectly with exactly the same emphasis as intended. Pearls Before Swine is one of my favorite comic strips. I saw this one this morning and thought of how we share an avoidance of the news. Thought you'd get a snicker out of it. Hope the attachment shows up for you. Well, first of all, I just wanted to read it because I wanted to say anyone who emails in, I'm going to assume that you are okay with me reading your email on the show if you email that email. unless you say this is not for the show. So if you say this is not for the show, then I will not read it on the show. But I do read all the emails that come in to me. I listen to all the voicemails that come in. I read all the tweets. Now, with Twitter, you know, that's kind of, a lot of people like to talk to me on Twitter. So if I need content for the show, I'm definitely going to read the Twitter things. I suppose you could say in the tweet, do not read this on the show. But for the most part, I'm going to assume everything that you send to me is okay to read on the show. I need a little disclaimer. And actually, in the voicemail message, it does say this will be read on the show, or this will be played on the show. So there's a, I don't really know how to describe a comic strip. We'll see if I can do it. There's a, what looks like a pig, and he is sitting in the middle of a field with some hills with his arms outstretched, and a mouse comes up and it says, "What are you doing, pig?" He says, "I can't take the news anymore. It just makes me too anxious, too depressed." And he's got a little frown on his face. I don't know. He looks frown. I don't know why. There's no mouth. But he looks frowny to me. Maybe it's the position of his ears. And the mouse says, "So?" He says, "So I've turned off my phone, my TV, my computer, and now I'm just going to sit in my peace, in my peaceful meadow all day, every day." The mouse says, "But how will you know what's going on?" The pig says, "It doesn't matter. I'm in my meadow and I'm happy. What else do I need to know?" And then a big atomic bomb goes off in the background and you see kaboom. And the sky turns red. And then the next panel, the pig says, "I'm hoping that won't affect my meadow." Yeah, that is kind of the way I've been my entire life. Well, I don't know if my entire life, I couldn't really say if it's been my entire life, but I've always been of the thought, you know, if I don't know about something, then I'm not going to worry about it. And at least for the time being, I will have a better time. I'll be more peaceful. I'll be happier. You know, all of that stuff, if I don't know about it. And I know with certain diseases and things of that nature, eventually you're going to know. Like, there's no way not to know. Even if you don't know, something's going to go wrong and you're going to realize that you're not in good health and something's wrong. But I don't know. So anyway, thank you for your email, Brian. And I'm glad I read it with the other one with the exact emphasis as you intended. So I'll briefly go over the weekend. I had a chore that I wanted to do over the weekend, and I got it done. So I ordered a slat wall, which is an organization system. If you've heard of like pegboards, where a workshop or a store will have a pegboard on the wall, and then they can hang hooks on the pegboard and they can use it to organize the things they're selling or their tools or whatever like that. Well, I had originally wanted a pegboard, and then when I started looking for pegboards, I found this thing called a slat wall, and it looks a lot nicer than a pegboard. So I ordered two of them, one for over the workbench that my stepdad built and one for the other wall where I'm going to hang the leaf blower, the weed eater, the edger, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I'm going to hang that stuff up as well. And I installed one of the slat walls this weekend over the workbench. And it looks really good. It looks really good. And I'm going to do the other one. My plan is to do the other one this coming weekend. But the next time I have time to do another chore. Mark and I went to the home show on Saturday, and we found a landscape architect that we're going to call. We found a couple of landscapers we're going to call. I don't know if it's going to, you know, if it's going to work out, but we got a couple of names. And we talked to a solar company. So the next thing we might be doing is installing solar panels on our roof. And that's exciting. Also, I paid the down payment for the garage floor, or the floor in the gym. So that should be getting done soon. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.